بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقال تعالى: يا عبادي لا خوف عليكم اليوم ولا أنتم تحزنون الذين آمنوا بآياتنا وكانوا مسلمين ادخلوا الجنة أنتم وأزواجكم تحبرون يطاف عليهم بسحاف من ذهب وأكواب إلى آخر الآية. We are still in this last chapter of the kitab in which the description of Jannat is given. And some of the ayats of the Quran Sharif are quoted describing the beautiful scenes of Jannat. What we started with one ayat yesterday in which Allah Ta'ala addresses those people who qualify to go to Jannat in a very special way and with great love. Allah says, O my servants, there is no fear upon you and today and you will not grieve of anything. No fear of the future and no sorrow and grief of anything of the past. And this will be those people who brought Iman on the ayats of Allah Ta'ala through Iman. And very briefly we had described, tried to explain for our own benefit that in these days we must be very particular in looking after our Iman. Attacks are being made now directly on the Iman of people. And also that those people who submitted to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Further, in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala will announce and says, Udkhulul Jannah, now enter into Jannah. And that will be the greatest joy a person will have. Jannah is that great place of enjoyment that a person, once he enters it, he will never ever be taken out from it. Jannah is that place that a person enters and never will he die. He will live forever and ever in all those enjoyments. Allah Ta'ala will say, you enter, antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun, you and your wives, your spouses as well, men with their spouses of this dunya, and women of this dunya with their spouses, the men of this dunya. From this we gather, and from other hadith, etc., how important it is that we make effort on our spouses as well. A person must not be unmindful of his family members, or his wife, his children. As in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So the wives must be also concerned. They must not just be satisfied with their own namaz and ibadat, but they must be also concerned to make their husbands pious and righteous. Husbands, if they are the more righteous and pious, they must not be happy and satisfied with their own piety, but they must make effort on their wives also. If we do this, then there we will have the honor to enter with our spouses in Jannah as well. And then another great aspect of the enjoyments of Jannah, this will be tuhbarun, in such a way that they will be happy with one another. Husbands and wives together will be happy forever and ever in Jannah. We should try and avoid also all those types of jokes. Like for example, a person feels that what I am going to do with my wife, I can't get rid of her in this dunya and she is going to be still with me in Jannah. No, Allah will make them such that you will get great enjoyment from them. Or the wife thinks that this man gave me so much trouble and I must still be with him in Jannah again. No, there they will enjoy one another, they will be happy with one another. And يُطَافُ عَلِيهِمْ بِسِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. There they will be served, they will be bowls and glasses, tumblers will be served to them, they will be passed around to one another. يُطَافُ عَلِيهِمْ بِسِحَابٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ, which will be made of gold, and they will enjoy it there. In this world, it is haram to use utensils that are made with gold. Yeah, though hopefully none of us use anything that is made of gold, utensils, etc., but imitation gold which they use, like many of the cutlery, many of our cups and saucers, they have a golden ring at the end. though it is not pure gold, and therefore it is permissible, but it is possible that our children growing up seeing this, and they think that it is gold that our parents used to use, and they will think that it is permissible to have crockery, cutlery, etc. with gold on it. So we are laying the foundation for their haram. So we should be careful and avoid it completely. Hazrat Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to visit us, he used to be very particular and point this out, that many, many of our crockery and cutlery have got a gold ring on it. Of course, it's not genuine gold, it's just the color gold. But that too, we should try and avoid. And all these matters, one great principle is here, don't just see what is permissible today, but what we are doing today as permissible, there is no problem with it. But tomorrow our children must not fall into haram because of that. Many other things also, a wise person is he who thinks further ahead, not just for the present moment, but he thinks further ahead. One wrong attitude that many of us have taken, if you tell anyone that how we lived when we were small, what difficult conditions they were, or we tell them even the lives of the pious, they say that is history, forget history. And we tell them something, fear the future, they say that we don't know what is going to happen. We just living for the moment. A person who just lives for the present, never thinks of his past, never thinks of his future, that person will be in great, great harm and destruction. So therefore, we must be very careful of all these matters. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has given this few wonderful explanations of Jannah. May Allah out of His extreme mercy and kindness grant it to all of us, our whole families, the whole ummah, and save us from all tortures, trials and torments of this dunya also, of the akhirat as well.